My name is Wilbur Arms. I'm descended from Samuel Arms and Otis Arms and Cecil Arms. Samuel was about 9-10 years old when he ran away for the first time from the Georgia plantation. And when he was caught, he was returned to the plantation. And shortly after that, within a couple of years, Sherman's army came through. And Lieutenant took a liking to him and made him their drummer for a battle. And he spent the rest of his time with Sherman's army until Sherman's army came through Illinois. And they were going to fight in the Black Hawk War. And my great-grandfather had decided he had seen enough people dying. So he left Illinois and came to Wisconsin, where he broke horses for farmers in the area and for in the military. Till he aged a little more, he heard about the Cheyenne Valley and eventually purchased land in the Cheyenne Valley and started to raise his family.
According to the 2000 census, the racial makeup of Vernon County was 98.8% white and 0.06% black or African American. To say it's a white community is certainly an understatement. However, near Hillsborough, in a place called Cheyenne Valley, a settlement of freed slaves was once home to Wisconsin's largest rural integrated community. Freed slaves and Native Americans joined with other European immigrants in this valley, where they worked side by side, farming, cutting timber, and building homes and barns. Wisconsin's early defiance of the 1850 Fugitive Slave Act and later the end of the slavery system encouraged freed slaves to settle in Wisconsin. Many settlers became landowners, and a few owned large acreages. The descendants of these black settlers still meet biannually as part of a Cheyenne Valley Black Settlers reunion, and when they get together, there is always talk about the joys and the struggles of their ancestors.
My grandparents, they married in 1897, and they had 13 children. She was a quarter Cherokee.
My family involves several of the original settlers, the Revels side, the Roberts, the Shivers. You know, we didn't know any difference. Grandma was Grandma, and LG, he was our grandfather. We never thought of him as black or white, which one was and the other one was. And
during the 60s, when I would return home and go to school, I spent my summers in the Cheyenne Valley, so I would do the school year in Madison on the east side, and I was in an interracially mixed school, and there was tension there, and I had to figure out where I thought I belonged in that group, you know, and I never had to think about that before.
I'm very proud of this family heritage. Every generation of it has carried down so much to their children. And you know, my parents had 12 of us. I'm from a family of 12 children. My mother was from a family of 15 children. And you know, what one had, they shared with the others. It didn't matter. That's the way we all grew up. I remember one Christmas, we had some neighbors who had less than we did. And my mother had us go through the few toys that we had and sort out some to take and give to those other children. And yeah, that's a special thing.
We still own a small farm there in the area, and we have our doors open just like they always were. Anyone coming through the area, they stop and they join us for dinner. We don't turn anyone away, and it's never been a question of race or what they look like or how they dressed or how they talked. It's always been an exchange of stories and camaraderie. I followed Martin Luther King's philosophy as well as Father Grappi's philosophy, and as well as my father's and his father's and his father's philosophy. Color has nothing to do with it. It's the content of the individual.
One direct connection to the story of the black settlers is the Round Barn, and Vernon County has the largest collection of round barns in the nation. Many of these barns were built by L.G. Shivers, a second-generation descendant of early black settlers in Cheyenne Valley. Filmmakers David Makaset and Shaheen Izadi have created a film about these barns, and recently I spoke with Shaheen in Philadelphia and David in Madison about their film, The Round Barns of Vernon County. I began by asking them how they located the descendants and what they'd learned from the interviews.
It was almost by chance that we happened to stumble upon the Cheyenne Valley reunion. I think it's a biannual reunion. We knew about it, but we didn't know it was happening the year that it was. And we lucked out and got to meet a lot of the descendants there and interview them. I mean, David, do you want to speak a little bit to some of the things that we learned?
The direct communication of people's experience and how they came to the reunion was interesting. Some people would have heard from a cousin or another extended member of the family that this community had formed over the years and had, you know, kind of found a home there. And I think one of the real interesting things that Mr. Arms related was hearing from Algy Shivers directly about why he chose to build round barns. Like, we had no idea that we would hear like such direct evidence, but that was an amazing discovery, I think.
Tell us the reason behind that, would you?
He actually was working in the summer side by side as a young boy with Algy Shivers, and he asked him, why would you build a round barn? And he said, because you don't have any corners to clean.
You know, as you say those names, it brings back history to me, because Algy Shivers and Otis Arms grew up with my grandparents in that era. And I clearly remember visiting and even living sometime in Hillsboro, where there were these elderly men. I didn't see the women. Elderly men in the community in a very white community, and of course these people of color, these black faces just, stood out so remarkably. And I remember my grandfather introducing me to Algy and to Otis Arms as a young boy, which was a unique experience in such a white community. And their names have a ring to them that makes them sound almost bigger than life. Otis Arms and Algy Shivers.
Yeah, their names carry a lot of weight. And when you hear their personal history with being veterans, with being entrepreneurs, being successful farmers, and really rooted in the area, they're that set of founding individuals for sure.
And it's interesting that some of the people that we interviewed on the roadside, while they might not ever have met Algy Shivers, he was almost this sort of mythic figure. People had different folk tales about them, or things that they heard, or interactions with his friends. And that was another really interesting thing that we learned, was these stories that people had about him.
You've been listening to my interview with filmmakers David Makaset and Shaheen Izadi. Their movie, The Round Barns of Vernon County, will be shown at the Madison Film Festival. You'll find more information at www.wifilmfest.org, and we will post links on the WDRT website. A special thanks to WUWM for providing some audio for the Black Settlers reunion piece. Part of this show was originally aired on the Milwaukee Public Radio program, Lake Effect. This is Charlie Knorr, reporting for WDRT.